For now, the FTX lawyers won this argument. Judge John T. Dorsey said he would, on an interim basis, keep the creditor names and addresses redacted, including the list of top 50 creditors to whom FTX apparently owes around $3 billion. Dorsey noted, however, that any creditor who applies to be part of the official creditor committee will eventually come forward. He also said he could be open to disclosing particular names, especially of corporate entities, that the U.S. trustee thinks should be disclosed for specific reasons. This means that the guessing game of trying to determine which other cryptocurrency companies might have large FTX exposures will likely continue. According to the FTX lawyers, there are potentially millions of creditors. The debate over customer and creditor privacy, largely the same thing in the case of FTX, highlights the trouble with trying to handle the failure of complex financial companies through traditional bankruptcy courts. Bankruptcy proceedings are very public things. Generally, a bankrupt company loses its right to keep its books and records confidential. Financial companies, however, are by nature secret keepers. They conceal the identities of their clients, the positions of their clients, and often their own assets. They have not declared bankruptcy, so involuntarily outing them as creditors seems unfair. Most likely, this will continue to be an issue as this case proceeds and creditors are forced to decide whether to come forward if they want a say on the creditor committee or to sit on the sidelines in privacy. Risk management failure. One of the consistent features of large corporate failures is how much their employees tend to lose when the company collapses. Typically, this is because a lot of the employees hold a disproportionate part of their savings in the equity of their employer. This makes the failure doubly painful because not only do you lose your job, you lose a big part of the savings you thought would get you through harder times. The FTX employees were doing something even riskier. Many kept their paychecks inside the company. Outside the US, many staff were paid by a direct deposit to their accounts on the cryptocurrency exchange. So when FTX froze customer withdrawals last week, these employees couldn't access their funds, people familiar with the matter said, the Wall Street Journal reported. Now they are unsecured creditors of their former employer.